In order for my topics to be up to date, I must try and be poetic at production rate. No time to waste, no time to wait, because lyrically I'm 2 years out of date. Now the first of the albums made for you is due out in October, but my clean page teenage love song phase has long since been knocked over. Nowadays I'm writing songs reflective of the times, but the singles we've been selling you are first and second rhymes. I sometimes preach my politics, the government playing nasty tricks, instead you're hearing fish and chips, orange juice and trips to the seaside. I mean, yeah, alright, it's a decent tune, that can't be in denial. I've heard it again and again and again, and still it makes me smile. And again and again and again and again, it feels like quite a while. And again, alright, you catch my drift, I'm crawling for a mile. Perhaps the best way forward is predicting my opinion and slating the Conservatives' diminishing dominion. David Cameron's lost us with his cabinet selection. Perhaps the chap should challenge Gordon Brown in an election. Climate change is over and swine flu's just a cold. Iraq is still in tatters and Korea's uncontrolled. Tax is still quite taxing. We'll strengthen our defences. Anne Widdecombe is waxing and she'll claim it on expenses. The World Cup final 2010, David Beckham missed a pen. The Germans won in extra time, I swear it didn't cross the line. The Olympic Stadium fell to bits, Paula Radcliffe's got the shits. Peter Andre's bought some tits and Jordan found a top that fits. Alan Sugar got the sack, Amy Winehouse can't stand crack. All the booze, all the smack, but still sings fucking Zoot on tracks. Judy cheated, Richard walked, even then she didn't talk. The book club fell and so did she, but still that shit is on TV. I think that's quite enough for now, I've made my point and I don't know how. Before my welcome's overstayed, there's some old outdated songs to play. Cheers.